Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. You checking for hip hop, but checking for R&B. Not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest. These plates showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Arts in your end, but always keep the fellas tuned. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people, intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop, but what's current in the news. Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set a board, L1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loot, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, dog, the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves don't lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Wow. That was tight. I can't even trip. That was love, man. I appreciate my man hooking that new intro up for us. I'm not your head Wednesdays. It's your boy L1 kicking it in live Wednesday night. What's going on, people? We got Rich Allen in the place to be, and who else on the phone?
Hello,
I'm
looking for D. Slater.
What's going on, man? One second, let me put you on hold for a second. Hold on one second, guys. Red, hold the fort for a minute, man. Talk to the people for me. Let me check out this caller real quick.
Well, it is Nigel here Wednesday on the D-Hour Show, and as always on the D-Hour Show, we play hits from up-and-coming new and amateur artists. And if you would like to go ahead and get your music played on our show, what you can do is you can go ahead and send us an email with your contact information to the dhourshow at gmail.com. You also got the chat room up and running. And I believe in a little bit we're going to have for you a special treat of Two Live Crew and the Dungeon Family's very own Backbone. We got an action-packed show up for you tonight, as always, along with the hits. And we're going to have you guys tapping your head and nod with your drink in your hand. And this is how we do.
And that's how we do.
Today,
that's how we do.
I was looking at the news, right?
Uh-huh.
Did you hear, L1, that Floyd Mayweather is going to go to jail?
Yeah, he made that quick money, and now he got him going to jail. Made that quick money. Yeah. Evander Holyfield going to jail, too, for child support. So it looks like it's a virus going around. But we'll get into that later. We got my man Fresh Kid Iceman, straight from the Two Live Crew, one of the legends of Two Live Crew on the air. My man, how you doing, man?
I'm hanging in there, man, hanging in there. Trying to stay out of jail.
That's the thing right there. That's the key. Staying out of jail, man. So what's the deal? We expected the other member coming on tonight, too. I forgot the brother's name, man. It's been a while.
Brother Marquise.
Brother Marquise. That's what's up. We ain't expecting Uncle Luke tonight. It's just y'all two tonight, right? He ain't going to make no prank calls.
Nah, Luke ain't going to make no prank calls tonight. Nah, nah.
That's cool.
No pop-ups.
That's what's up, man. So listen, man. What's been going on with the Two Live Crew? For those who don't know, the younger class, man, I'm of an older generation. I'm from 80 on up. So I saw hip-hop kick in and rap kick in and the Miami Bay scene kick in. This brother right here, if you don't know, all of them cats should be in the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Here we go. Y'all should be there because without these cats, there would be no Lil Wayne. There would be no freedom of speech. There would be none of that. These cats fought for that back in the early 80s and 88. They fought for this. And they was going through hell down there in Miami, you know, the mayor down there was trying to, you know, censor y'all and everything. And a lot of shit was going on down in Miami, man, with this group, man. This was a controversial group because they...
But it wasn't just Miami. It was the whole country. So, you know.
Yeah. But you guys were kind of at the forefront of it, you know, with NWA, Too Short and all that, man. You guys brought that type of music out, man.
Yeah, you know, the thing was, you know, a lot of people didn't hear, want to hear what we had to say and so forth, and then they didn't like the explicit lyrics and stuff. You know, it was okay when it was in the hood, but when it started reaching white America, you know, and they started to see us on, like, UMTV raps and stuff like that, and the white kids were playing it, then it came into their household, so that's when they started, you know, paying attention to it.
That's what's up. He's telling the truth.
You know,
man,
because rap is the voice of the people, you know, and it's a rebellious thing sometimes, you know.
And he's telling the truth. Listen to him. This is a lesson going on right here. He's telling you. You know, without these cats, man, a lot of your favorite MCs, rappers, down south, you know, below that Mason-Dixon line, it wouldn't be popular without these brothers here, man.
In the Mason-Dixon line, if they had it their way, everything would have been clean and so forth, and then everybody would be rapping for Nickelodeon, so.
So what have you been up to, man?
Well, Two Live Crew, we've been on the road for the last few years and so forth, and also we've been in the studio. We have a couple albums done, you know, Marquise and myself. We have one coming out soon. It's called Just Want to Be Heard. It's on New Focus, Lil Joe Records. The album is produced by Manny Fresh and Funk Boogie. Everybody knows the legendary Manny Fresh.
Right.
And Manny Fresh. And also Funk Boogie, who did Trick and Trina, you know, so it's all good, you know. And then we have a lot of features on there, like Too Short, E-40, and so forth, you know, Manny Fresh and Insane Clown Posse and so forth. It's a hot album.
You guys pushing it. Now, what's the name of the track? I think we got one joint on here, the Boom song. Is that your latest joint here?
Well, Boom is one of the songs that we have there. You need to check out the J-Rock version of that. You know, it's more like clubby, down south style and so forth. It features E-40 on that. And also, that's available on iTunes and so forth. And also we have one by Manny Fresh called I'm Too Live with the beat side called Dance Like a Ho.
See, that's the one I wanted. That's from the
you know,
cause
every, you know, we all like women who they, you know, they do their job in the daytime, but at nighttime we want to see them act like a hoe, you know? Lady in the street, but a freak in the bed, you know?
I agree with you on that.
You know, keep it at home. You know, I'd rather pay the lady at home to dance for me instead of going to strip club, spend my money. At least we're recycling in the house.
Yeah, keep it in-house, right.
Exactly.
We got my man D on the other end. He slipped up in there. What's up? What's going on, D?
What's good? Kid Ice, what's going on, brother? Thank you for joining us on the D-Hour Show. How you doing?
Hey, man, hanging in there, man. Just ripping and running.
Well, don't worry. We definitely gonna. Not only is everybody going to get a chance to listen to you guys' Boom song, but everybody can also get a chance to listen to I'm Too Live too. So everybody get a chance to check that out. I got a chance to listen to them, man. They're definitely hot songs, man. I'm glad you and Brother Marquise are out there. You know, continuing the Two Live Crew generation, man, and continuing to produce that great music you guys are always known for.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. And the thing is, you know, lately, you know, it's been a big resurgence of Two Live Crew around the country and so forth because a lot of these movies that's coming out now have a lot of the old Two Live Crew music in it, you know, like Hoochie Mama was in The Sitter, Project X had We Want Some, you know, and a lot of them had, like, Me So Horny and so forth in them. So, you know, they bring it back to the kids. So the kids are finding out more and more about Two Live Crew and wanting to see us, you know. And plus they heard from their older brothers, uncles, pops, whatever, you know, what we did back on stage, and we still do it, you know.
But, too, your song Hoochie Mama was also in one of the most classic African-American comedies, Friday, right?
Exactly. It was made for Friday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was made for Friday. They just sent us the clip, and we was like, Okay, that came up. We made that like about, came up with the concept of that in like 20 minutes in a hotel room.
No doubt.
Dang. Put it out there like that. That's what's up, spontaneous, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the best music, you know? It's easy and fun.
Right. Where's your next show? When you guys coming up to Chicago, man? Catch up
I don't know. We've been trying to get there soon, you know. But we just played in Kansas City last week with Flo Rida and Wiz Khalifa and them at this thing called Dance Festopia. And this week we're in Alabama. Next week we're in, like, the Detroit area, Michigan area. The week after that we're in Mississippi and so forth. The week after that we're in Colorado, Texas, and all kinds of places, man. We just keep riding.
So making y'all
riding, building up those sky miles.
Yeah. You know, that's good, man. It's good to see, man, some of the, you know, the older generations of hip-hop, man, you know, still relevant and doing that, man. I love to see that, man, because...
Hey, man, like we ain't old, you know.
Yeah, y'all
we're seasoned veterans.
You know?
We're well seasoned veterans of the game, you know.
You're very mature in the game.
Exactly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the game used us, now it's time for us to use the game.
That's
it. See, we got
because you find a lot of, you know, the older cats, you know, they're bitter about the game because, you know, they didn't know how to handle us back then, you know. Now the young ones are benefiting, which is a good thing, you know, because it creates more jobs for them and their family members, their friends, and it put hip hop putting a lot of people to work. So just put it like that.
Yeah.
You know, and they could be doing other things, you know, so.
Well, Fresh, let me ask you this. How do you feel about the way the new hip hop, the way hip hop is right now? What do you think about hip hop right now? And I mean, a lot of people are saying they don't like it. You hear a lot of people saying, I don't like to listen to it. I don't listen to the radio. I just prefer to listen to the old stuff. So what do you think the state of hip hop is right now?
Well, you're gonna have people who like the older stuff because they were brought up on certain things, you know, and you know, people tend to like what they grew up on, and it takes them back to a certain time in their lives. So they'll like more of the older artists and so forth, while the younger generation will develop its own niche with the newer artists and so forth. And it's for any group to try and bridge everything together. So if you can bridge everything together, it's a great thing. You know, you can teach, learn, and grow, you know?
Absolutely.
So hopefully, you know, but I commended a lot of the younger groups that's out there because they're trying, you know, a lot of them fall under the label because of the companies are trying to clone after this one, after this one, after this one, you know, and it's not always trying to make the pop chart. Some groups make it without the, being commercial. Some got caught up being commercial, you know.
Right.
And so forth, you know, but, you know, once you make your niche, you find you'll make your living where you want to, and you'll have your area. Once you stay in your area, you're good. You know, sometimes you could venture out, but, you know, make sure you handle your core audience first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree.
Well, we're going to jump into this, the Boom song, the one that we have available at the moment, and we're going to listen to this and let's, you know, play one of your older joints as well, and we'll get back to you right after this.
No doubt.
Like a goon in the dark. She
difference in production, boy. But it, I mean, still, that joint still a classic.
You long pain.
Oh. That's the joint off the tape, well, off the CD with the four chicks and the bikini on the beach, right? Is that?
Yeah,
that's
Nasty
the one
as they want to be. Yeah.
Yes, boy. I remember, man, going to the mom and pop store. That's before, you know, everything got digitized and everything. Going to the mom and pop store, and they had that mug hidden on the side, covered up. So you, I'm like, they got bikinis on, though. You know, they had this joint covered up, man. Y'all had some joints back in the day, man. I mean, it was some wild stuff, man. The one-in-one joint was crazy. I forgot the name of the other one, man. But y'all had some, you guys had some music, man. If you had some straight party music, man. And as a kid,
that was the whole concept of Two Live Crew. Is like, you know, doing party music, but making it like,
it was,
you know, taking a different angle at it. It being funny and like locker room talk, you know. And that's what it was all about.
But it was good.
Are we going to get a chance to talk to Brother Marquise tonight as well?
Well, he's supposed to call in. So I'm not sure. He might be in the studio or something, also up in Alabama, because he's in Alabama right now doing some stuff.
Oh. Okay,
yeah, they're working
cool.
on a mixtape on this kid that they got.
Now, I ain't trying to open no sore wounds or anything, but do you guys, like, still associate with Luke, or is it just you and Marquise now?
Well, it's basically me and Marquise right now.
Uh-huh.
And the thing with Luke right now is coaching high school football and so forth. So one of the things that they made a big stink about with him when he chose to do that is that, you know, he can't be associated with the Two Live Crew stuff or anything X-rated since he'll be working for the school system and so forth.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
You know, that's one of the things. And plus, he also want to go into the political arena, hopefully, you know. So, you know, we wish him luck on whatever his thing was that he wants to do.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Now,
yeah.
What is the core, for those who don't know, what is the core makeup of Two Live Crew? Who is all the Two Live Crew? For people
right
that
now,
don't know who you guys are.
The previous. Right now, it's just Brother Marquise and myself. We're the two guys who did all the writing and the rapping. So,
can we get a little back history of Two Live Crew from your perspective?
Well, I'm one of the originators. Two Live Crew was started back in 1984 on March Air Force Base in California, in Riverside, California. We were in the Air Force. It was myself, Mr. Mix, and this one other guy, Amazing V.
Uh-huh.
Right? Amazing V stayed in the military when we got out. And we got Marquise into the group to take his place. That's after the group recorded two singles while in the Air Force. Well, basically, we recorded three singles while we were in the Air Force. We recorded The Revelation with the backside called Two Live, which everybody called Beatbox on the first album.
Mm-hmm.
And the second single was What I Like. The third one that we recorded in California was Throw the D and Ghetto Bass, which started Luke Records.
Okay.
It only cost $226 to record Throw the D, and it started a major independent record label.
Now, that's deep.
How'd that
know
work
that,
out?
Yeah, I had no idea about that, how you guys got started, man. So that's
yeah.
deep. That's a new one for me. That's a new one. And you guys
yeah,
been moving
but the,
on.
But the first couple of records we put out on Fresh Beat Records, which was just distributed through Mercola Records. At that time, everybody was being distributed through Mercola Records, like Egyptian Lover, Ice-T, The Wrecking Crew, later on NWA, The Dream Team. Basically, he had the whole West Coast covered, but he just didn't play right.
He's funny with the money.
He just didn't play right. He had his own pressing plan, so you never know what was right or wrong.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
If, you know, back then it was records, and all you got to do is ship them out.
Yeah, it's always something. Always something. But no,
you know,
I had no idea, man, you guys originated out of Cali, man.
The group was in the Air Force. We're all from different places. like Mr. Mix was from California. Amazing V was out of New York. He went to school in New York and stuff like that. I went to school in Brooklyn. That's where I went into the military at, you know, out of Brooklyn and so forth. So, you know, then after we got out of the military, we came to Miami because Miami was, like, you know, one of the places that really took to us, you know. And we fell in love anytime we came down here. We used to sneak out on weekends just do shows down here, so.
What
did you get back to work before anybody knew anything, so.
What do you think you would have been doing if it had not been for hip hop and rap?
Well, I had a plan B because in the military I was a lab tech. I had a job waiting for me back in New York as a lab tech. So I said, I'm going to give this 6 months. If it don't work by then, I'm going back to New York. So.
Wow. So we would have never even heard of y'all, man. You'd have been out making some type of formula or something, some type of product. Man. Wow. That's deep.
So you could have possibly been working for a company, you know, telling women me so horny.
It is what it is, you know, because, you know, when I came to the U.S., I was born in Trinidad, so when I came in 77, hip-hop was, you know, just starting to get around, you know, and that's something I took to while being in Brooklyn, you know, going to school and everything, and the block parties and all the type of stuff that went on there, so, you know.
How often do you get a chance to go back to the homeland?
Shoot. I don't unless I'm getting paid or I go see one of my family members.
Okay.
Unless it's a show, you ain't going, huh?
Exactly. I got to get paid. I love Florida weather.
I ain't mad at you, man. I wish I could go to Florida right about now. Well, look, brother, man. It's been an honor having you on the show, man. I wish we could have got Marquise on here real quick and hollered at him, got his side of.
Well, he might call in later on because he's in Alabama, so he might be on the same time zone. So.
Yeah, he's a little bit earlier, I think, right, Red? You guys a little bit earlier over there?
Yeah, we're an hour earlier.
Yeah, so he might be tired and he might be into something.
Might be both.
Well, we definitely got the lovely ladies of the D-Hour show in the building, you know, RC and Amber. Amber, you got any questions for Hey, Amber, you got any questions for Kid first?
Well, really, all I have to say is parental discretion. I remember that's the first thing I seen on the CD cover. It just changed the whole game of hip-hop.
Yeah, it changed the whole game of music.
The whole game of music, my correction, the whole game of music. And I just feel so honored to be able to talk to you today. And, again, it's just tripped out that you're so intelligent behind the music, you know, as well. And so I'm just getting in. So as far as your upcoming, you're doing a solo album as well.
I'm not really doing any solo things. I just make music and I put it out just for fun.
Okay.
Right now I'm concentrating on 2 Live Crew, but I got a couple things on YouTube and online and stuff that they could download and stuff. But, you know, all you got to do is look under Fresh Kid Ice. It's there.
Okay.
And you rocking Facebook, Twitter, and any other
I'm on Facebook under my real name. I got a couple Facebook pages. One is filled up. The other one is Chris Wong One. That's my real name.
Chris Wong One.
Chris Wong One. WONGWON. Or on Twitter, it's Fresh Kid Ice 786.
Get on up there and befriend that man. One of the two. You know, because like I say, this is history, man. You know, man,
so
like
it's
it.
All good. You know, I'm easy to find. And I'm always handling my own pages and everything. So if you see me on there, you could just say hi, and I'll say hi back and talk to you for a while, whatever. I do that with a lot of young artists and stuff. So I try to teach them because I feel I'm here for a purpose, you know. So. And where I made my mistakes, they could learn from it, and hopefully they don't do the same thing I did.
Well, that was definitely my aspiring artist.
Well, be true to your music, you know, and yourself, so forth. You know, the internet is a very powerful thing. You know, it takes you worldwide in seconds. You know what I'm saying? So if you use it well, you could be on the same playing field as a major label. So you just got to learn how to use it and network. Because when you help somebody on there, if you post something for somebody, they'll post something for you. And you don't know who they might be posting to, so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Truth behind
and
that.
Where you'll be found, so.
Jules.
Well, Ken, we want to thank you for getting on here, man. And man, like I said, that little history lesson you gave me, I had no idea, man, you know, all that was going on, man. You gave it 6 months. And in that 6 months' time, man, y'all became straight legends, man, of the game, man. You know, so I'm thankful that you was able to, you know, let me listen to your music growing up and giggle with my, well, I ain't gonna say giggle, laugh with my friends.
Nah, but a lot of the young artists gotta realize, but that when we started, it was a lot less artists out there, you know. So the game was totally different, and it was new to a lot of people. Now it's saturated, where anybody can have a studio in their home, record at home, master at home, put it out at home, you know.
Yeah, you're cutting the middleman.
Right. So the thing is, in every town, there's probably over 50,000 artists trying to do the same thing you're doing. So you have to stand out. That's why you have to be you, you know. So otherwise, if you follow a trend, you get caught up in the trend and get left behind by the big machines out there, you know, because they got the power to pay for the radio, to pay for this, pay for video, get sponsorships and stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of the smaller artists got to grind. So use that internet properly.
Yeah, YouTube make it real easy for you, because back in the day it was hard. You know, back then you had to have a tape, a whole portfolio, and all that stuff, man.
Exactly. With a good, nice little video camera, you can make you a tight little video and put it up there and just keep putting them up there until they keep going, until somebody see it.
That's how it works. And he ain't lying. It's a lot easier now today than it was yesterday. So.
Real easy.
But go ahead, brother. What were you going to say?
I'm listening to y'all. Y'all preaching too now.
Well, look, we're going to let you slide, man, and let you get into something, let you move something. And
I ain't moving nothing but the TV channel tonight.
Turn the TV knob, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. Dad and babysit my grandson, so I'm good.
Oh, you got grandkids. Okay, man.
Yeah, right. Man, I got grown children.
I heard that.
The youngest of my children in college, so.
they listen to the
kids. Yeah, you got grown kids.
Now are any of your kids going to walk in your footsteps as far as in the music game?
A lot of them trying to do the same thing, but I'm making sure that they pay for it.
Okay.
They have to earn it. Can't name drop in this industry. Earn it. Earn your name.
A lot of people think they're entitled, man. You know, you got to teach them.
Exactly.
You come in the game with a brass plate on, you know, hey, my grandfather, so-and-so and so-and-so, you know, and you think you get put on, man. You got to earn that.
Right. I know the plight of a lot of artists. A lot of people think it came easy for, like, a group, like an artist like Flo Rida. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I knew that boy when he was starting up. I took him out on the road with me as a hype man. Right? That
wow.
guy, he took his own money, recorded his own stuff, did a bunch of stuff. He took the bus to L.A., slept on bus benches and stuff like that to walk up to the record companies to hand out his demos.
Now look at him now. I just seen him last night on the... He's in Dance Central. He's doing the stuff for Dance Central now, and he's in E3. So he's putting music on, video games now, and then he performed at the E3 convention. So
oh, okay.
Boy, Move. He was just on last night, man. Live.
Right. So, you know, the kid paid his way. You know, that's like my little brother. I was like, dude, you know, I told him he was going to make it because he had the look, he had the voice. The only thing he wasn't doing at the time was rapping a certain way, you know. And he always had the flows, he always had the hooks and everything. He was almost there until that time, and then it came for him. So, and I was proud when he broke for him.
He doing it now, that's for sure. I think he's doing it now.
Very universal.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, on all his albums, he basically don't even curse. You know?
No.
I think I got the only tracks with him cursing on it. On my Freaky Chinese album that came out a few years ago.
Now, where can they pick that up if they want to hear that?
It's on iTunes.
Well, it's on iTunes. They just got to look on iTunes then.
Yeah, it's called Fresh Kid Eye Freaky Chinese. That's when he was with a group called the Groundhogs. And there's a couple more out of that group is coming up.
Well, Kid, what I like, the question I've been asking a lot of artists we've been having on the show, if you were to tell people regarding, you know, you guys' style, you know, as far as music, and if you were to tell people that describe it as an alcoholic drink, what would the drink be?
I don't know. I used to like my gin and juice before I stopped drinking. I'm a diabetic now.
It's going to be happening to everybody now, man.
Yeah, I'm diabetic, had a stroke, had everything, so I'm still going. So,
oh, wow.
Survivor.
Yeah, my thing is, you know, shoot, back in those days, we party hard, so it's no thing, you know, so we party hard, so.
Right, don't mess around and let it catch up to you, man. You know, slow down, man, slow down.
I already did years ago. But it messes me every day.
I at least want to see y'all perform once, man. I'm going to have to get some strings up there, man, and get y'all up here at Adriana's or something, man, so y'all can perform, man. So,
yeah, we want to come that way. You know what I'm saying? Because we haven't been there in a while. It'll be a good thing to see, you know. Plus, you know, we got a homeboy up there, Reese Mack, you know, at Paper Mill. You know.
Oh, okay. You mess with Paper Mill and them. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Reese Mack and XL, everybody, you know, Chris K.
Okay, I didn't know you because they got a video shoot coming up, man. One of their guys, man, up there at the Circle out in Chicago, man. So, yeah, I didn't know you messed with Paper Mill, man.
I know Reese Mack for a long time, man. You know, he's been on the road with me before a couple times.
Okay.
I mess with y'all.
Man.
I mess with the shy.
Small world.
And, you know.
Well, we're going to slide on up out of here, man. We appreciate you coming, man. And if you ever want to get back on the show and bless us with your knowledge, man, and some old stories, man, please do. Because I enjoyed this, man. A lot of stuff you was telling, man, no idea you was dealing with Florida, man. None, you know. A lot of people don't know that. But that's why we do what we do on the D-Hour Show on Nod Your Head Wednesday. We bring y'all on here. We let y'all speak your mind, say what's going on, what's happening, what you got coming up. And we learn stuff, man. I'm soaking this stuff in, man. It's good to hear this type of stuff, man, because outside looking in, you never know.
You know, you never know unless you ask. And, so, you know, and you give an artist an outlet. You know, it's a good thing to do that. And it's also a good thing to make sure you show love to your local artist, you know. You know, and everything. So, you know, you got to build up. Once you build up, everything will get stronger and stronger. Network.
Same reaction.
Well, you in the network now, man. I appreciate you sliding through, man, and blessing us. Hopefully we'll catch up with Brother Marquise later on through the show. And we're going to slide out to some new music, man. I got some new 50 here.
All right.
Yeah, this joint is off of his mixtape, man. You know, he going through his little trials and tribulations. But that's 50 for you, man. He got to do what he do, man. We're going to bless
you. You know, everybody go through it every so often, you know. But, you know.
Yeah.
as individuals, you know, we strong individuals. We always come out of it. You know, that's the nature of our people.
Well, man, you tell the truth, man. It is the nature of our people, man. We struggle, but we come out on top on the end, man.
Exactly.
Just have to.
All right, man, we're going to fly to this 50 Cent. We'll be right back.
He gon' give you all his love. He gon' give you all his time. He won't let a minute go by without the door you crossing his mind.
I'll
be like, fuck a bitch. I'm trying to stay rich, but time to concentrate on hoes. Even if I fuck that bitch, do the freakiest shit. By the morning, I got to go.
Yeah, I got all kind of bitches. A vet bitch, a beginner bitch. My phone ringing, I ain't answering, cause I'm in a bitch. I'm more like a pimp than a trick. I'll send a bitch. 50's elite escorts, call me the renter bitch. If we going out, we going Dutch, pay for your dinner, bitch. Look, bitch, this is my life, I'm on some different shit. Every different day, I wake up to play with a different bitch. Bitches love me, just like I love me. Fat bitch, skinny bitch, short bitch, tall bitch. You wanna buy me shit? Meet me at the mall, bitch. In the strip club, let her lick your ass, bitch. Get that cash, bitch, then go back to your man, bitch.
He gon' give you all his time. He won't let a minute go by without the thought of you crossing his mind. I'll be like, fuck a bitch. I'm trying to stay rich, but time to concentrate on hoes. Even if I fuck that bitch, do the freakiest shit. By the morning, I got to go.
I got a ghetto bitch, a good bitch, a certified hood bitch. She with me to the end, bitch, fuck me and a friend. I said I'm headed to the top, bitch, I'm trying to get it all. A real bitch should be there for a nigga if he fall. The club packed, front to the back, up in this bitch. Got on my Louis Checkers, gray and black, up in this bitch. Diamonds on my neck, diamonds on my neck. Bitch, niggas front if you want, we got swimmers on deck. Get your ass hit over a bitch. The bitch ain't shit in the porno clip of the bitch. She can suck dick, but damn, nigga, use your head. She gon' find another dick to suck when you're dead.
He gon' give you all his love. He gon' give you all his time. He won't let a minute go by without the thought of you crossing his mind. I'll be like, fuck a bitch. I'm trying to stay rich, but time to concentrate on hoes. Even if I fuck that bitch, do the freakiest shit. By the morning, I got to go.
What's up? This that shit right here. Feel like it's supposed to be on that detox.
Holla at us.
Yeah. Niggas think they better than me, but they not.
Fuck that. I'm just gonna start over. So we gonna act like I ain't been that nigga for 8 years. And I'm a new nigga. Call me for bro. Nick. And like that.
Say it with me.
We gone.
Yeah, now that's what I call real hip-hop. Are you a lover of hip-hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip-hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is nodyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, get exactly what you want. Pure hip-hop, real hip-hop, untainted hip-hop, and all of the above. Come to nodyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip-hop news, videos, and hip-hop music, and see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to nodyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip-hop's memory lane. That's nodyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip-hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
And we're back. Now, that was some history right there, you guys. Listen to, man. Kid Fresh Ice is on from Two Live Crew. We looking for Brother Marquise to call in. But, shit, just Kid Ice, man, being on here was dope enough for me at the moment, man. That was some history, dude. A lot of his stuff he was saying, I didn't realize was going on. I always thought, you know, they was from Miami, man. You know? My man, he blessed us with some knowledge, man. And that's why we got Naja here Wednesdays all the time, thanks to D Hour, show courtesy of D. You know, that's what's going on, man, on this show, man. This is what we doing, man. We bring the people that you want to hear from, old school, new school, local, whatever, man, kicking that knowledge to us, man, about what's going on with their lives and what they present right now.
Pay attention.
Man.
Pay attention.
It's a
theme of what they keep telling you, too.
Yeah, he was telling you some stuff, man. And all of them say the same, man. You know, be true to yourself, be true to your music, man, and you'll come out on top. You know, don't come out here, you know, on no hokiness, man, and just be you. With that being said, let me put out a PSA for a couple of things that I want to touch on real quick. I ain't been on the show the last two episodes. Last show I was on was we had Farside, Imani, and Brown on here. Now, let me clarify something. Let me clarify something to the people listening, to the people that are coming to the show, to the people who may not be coming to the show. First and foremost, when you are asked to freestyle or drop a couple of bars or something, know this. We are not doing this because we're trying to disrespect you, put you out there on blast, anything like that. What we're doing is we're honoring you by even asking you. If you are not asked, or even offered that opportunity or everything, it's not a slight against you, but it's just like I say, it's showing a sign of respect. You know, a lot of people can rhyme, a lot of people can't. A lot of people will ask, a lot of people we won't. The people we won't, not all of them, you know, can rhyme or can't rhyme. If we ask, take it as a sign of respect and that we acknowledge you in the game and everything. Now, that being said, we are not elitists. We aren't judging you. We're complimenting you by asking you to do this. You were asked. You were not told. You were not held a gun up against your head. None of that. You have the right to decide not to do it. You have the right to say you want to do it. But in any case, again, you were asked. And that's all I'm saying. Don't take it to heart. Now, my man Imani got on here. I don't know if I offended him. I don't know. But, again, it was a sign of respect that we asked you to do that. Now, Brown, no problem, you know. Please don't come to the show with no chip on no shoulder, no axe to grind, none of that. You know, we ask you to come here. Let me tell you this, too. We don't get paid a dime for this, okay? I got to work tomorrow, man. I got other shit to be doing, you know. I got to work. But my man D put a lot of work behind the D Hour show. My man came to us and he was like, hey, Amber, Red Child, myself, came to us and said, hey, I got a show. Could y'all host it? Could y'all do this, do that? We agree. You know, we don't have to do this. This is a courtesy to the artist, to the local talent, to the old talent, to the new talent. When we ask you to come to the show, and we ask you, y'all don't come to us, we ask you. Your management agrees to this shit, and you get on the show. Don't come on here with no chip on your shoulder, no axe to grind, I'm betting you type of nonsense, man. We're asking you because we're trying to give a forum to those that don't have, old or new. You know, yeah, you could be on any other radio show that you want to be on, but you came to this one. And we ask the same respect that you want given to you. You know, don't come at us sideways and everything. And this ain't just me talking because I'm behind the phone or I'm behind a monitor or I'm behind a keyboard. Don't take this as a threat. Take this as a fact. I get grimy with the best of them. I'll catch an L, but if you don't kill me, I'll be right back in that ass. I ain't smoking. I'll still be smoking. Why you here?
Break it.
You know, break
it.
I will still be talking while you here. I ain't going to leave, you know, and I'm easy to get access to, you know. Now, this ain't no thug mentality, man. This is just one person to another, man. We ask you to come on this show because we want to know about you. Your fans want to know about you. Oh, and a lot of you cats, man, you don't like to be interviewed, and I understand that, but we try not to ask you the same shit everybody else asks you. You know, we try to get, you know, like I say, my man Kid Ice blessed us with some history. Farside blessed us with some history, some shit that we did
not
know. You know, we gonna have Bobby, you know, on here eventually. You know, my man was sleepy, sick. We don't know, but we gonna have him on here. Certain things we can ask, him, certain things we can't. But we asking you to be humble, cause we humble. Again, we don't get paid for this. This is pro bono. We free, you know, and we doing this. And I love doing this. I have no problem doing
right.
this. Don't come here with no chip on your shoulder. You know, it's two females and a dude up in here. We will get in that ass.
We will get it, though.
Don't get paid.
Don't get it. I'm so glad you touched that, though. I'm so glad that you touched that because, you know, that they need to know, you know, that we really love what we do. We really admire their work and, you know, yeah, you could be on any radio show, but you're on our show. And, you know, we're trying to reach a whole different type of group of people and just dropping that knowledge and letting these new upcoming artists and some of the artists that are here today, let them know what's going on in the music industry and just drop that wisdom from experience. And it's important. And don't come on here with a chip on your shoulder. Pretty much, we're embracing you. We want to
exactly.
know. You know,
exactly.
So I'm so glad that you touched that. I am so glad, and I hope Imani's listening.
You know what? It's not even.
You know, it's
nothing
but love.
You know,
it's nothing but love.
It's just people in general. You know, like I say, you know, we had we were supposed to. You know, another thing that kind of irritates me too. If you don't really want to be on the show, don't have your manager. You know, saying, you know, lying for you and everything. If you think you too good for the show, okay, you too good for the show. But
right.
be real about
yes
it.
Yes, no question.
And cancel, you know, on your own. Don't wait till we start the show and we looking for you to call and then you
Woo.
Don't call in. If you don't want to be here, say it from the giddy up, man. If you got other shit to do, do that other shit. But don't waste our time and waste the fan. We out here advertising. People want to hear. Let us know,
yeah.
man. And like I said, I you know, this ain't aggression. This ain't anger. This is logical one speaking out. This ain't, you know, Brock Sampson. This is logical one talking
Preach.
To you now. I got multiple identities and everything and warrant shit, but... No, for real. Come on the show and just be humble because we humble. You know, a lot of y'all, when y'all come on here, man, we fans. I'll tell you, man, we had Master Ace on here. I was acting like half a bitch on here, man, when he was on here. Grand Theft Auto, you know, we had legend on this joint, man.
He was
no
dreaming.
You know, exactly. You know, so I'm a fan first, man. I grew up in
right.
this, man.
Right.
So, you know. If you had them awkward moments, man, you know, but at the same time, man, you know, it's still a show at the end of the day, man. You know, respect our show. We respect you, man. We ain't taking shots at nobody. We love everybody. And that's all I'm saying.
Okay,
you know,
family.
If you don't want to
run, family.
If you don't want, and please understand, I don't know, some of y'all don't know what a freestyle is. Or something. That's why I say drop a couple of bars. I don't say freestyle no more because, like, cats are coming over here dropping written shit. That ain't freestyle. But... At the same time, you know, drop a couple of bars, and if you don't, just politely be like, nah, man, I pass, man. Don't get up here and holler, but I refuse. You know, come on, dude. For real. But that's my PSA for today. You guys got anything you want to add on to that? Because if not, I want to jump into the news.
I will say, though, go on the freestyle, because I might go up here and jump in with you. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, my bad. Yeah,
okay.
I'm talking about it. Give it in when you
okay.
can.
Let's get to some of the news because, you know, we don't want Red Child dropping no bars on nobody and hitting no careers.
I mean, dang. I mean, I am like to edit that buddy once I start. I don't stop, huh? Okay, it's cool. It's cool.
Well, the most local news we got going on, a lot of people know I don't care for Young Money, you know.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I'm just going to put I'm going to keep it real. Call me a hater, whatever. Okay. But, yeah, you know, the Hot 97 had their annual Summer Jam last week. And, of course, if you haven't heard, Young Money pulled his people out of the Summer Jam because there was a slight diss. And it was an unprofessional diss. I'll give him that. It didn't need to be said that way. But, I mean, you know, Rosenberg said what he had to say. Excuse me. And basically put Nicki Minaj on the spot. Now, I know real Nicki. I don't know her in the flesh, but I've heard her realness. And I know this chick here. You know, real Nicki was gangster. She dropped freestyles, whatever. She spit that hot fire, you know. She straight, you know, spit that hot fire. We all know who else spit hot fire, but we ain't going to talk about him. But Nicki was doing her thing, man. This chick right here, she got multiple personalities than I do, you know. But anyway, Paul, you know, Rosenberg got up there and, you know, he pretty much said what was on everybody's mind, you know, hey, this is Summer Jam. We support that real hip-hop, not that Starship bullshit, okay? I ain't going to even touch on that, but, you know, that was gangster what he did, but at the same time, he kind of put his foot in his mouth because, like, Lil Wayne got his tights in a bunch and pulled everybody out. So Summer Jam got messed up, you know, and Young Money took everybody out. I think the only one that performed was, I forgot the dude's name, not Tiger. It's one of them cats, but one of them cats performed, you know. Everybody else was hot because, you know, Fat Joe was there, T-Pain was there. They was ready to perform and do their thing, man. And, you know, Wayne,
whatever,
you know, the capo pulled them off, man, you know. And it's ongoing, you know. They talking about, you know, repercussions behind that, you know. And I'm like, why? You know, the program director got on there and he got gully with it and he was talking crazy, man, you know. He was like, so what? Last minute cancellation, so what? Hot 97 program was like, whatever, you know, it's a rap, bitch.
I'm gonna get behind that, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? The program director and Wayne had beef going, you know, a ways back. So, you know, that's what's going on around with that. Then we got the Old Dirty Bastard movie that's coming out, or they working on a documentary. And so far, two of the members of Wu-Tang Clan won't be in it.
GZA
and Raekwon ain't gonna be in it. And, you know, I don't know what's behind it, but it is what it is, you know. I mean, they don't want to be up in it. They don't want to be up in it, you know. I had to look in further and find out what's going on behind that, but it is what it is. And other news, we want to talk about Miss Badu. Now, a video came out. I forgot the name of it. But anyway, it was a bizarre video. And Erykah Badu's sister was in it, and she was naked, butt booty naked in it, and everybody was getting moist and hard-ons and stuff like that. But whatever the case, she's upset, you know, because of the video, because she didn't give it the go-ahead. You know, Wayne Coyne, if I pronounced his last name right, she went in deep on it, man. She got on Facebook. And she went in deep. So look that up. Go to Erykah Badu's Facebook, and you can hear, you know, what she had to say about the video. She didn't give an okay for the video, and she was very upset about it. And, you know, it is what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you got to get your lawyers involved and, you know, run that. You know, if you ain't happy with something, run that. Get your lawyers and handle that, you know. Because, you know, you sitting over here on Facebook, yeah, you got your point across, but at the same time, the video's still out. It's not representing you closely, so it is what it is. Let's see, what else was in the news? Oh, Justin Combs, my man got a scholarship. Bill O'Reilly says he needs to give it back because why? His daddy is paid. On one hand, yeah, he got a scholarship to some college, man, and it was an athletic scholarship. Now, he got it on his own merit. It ain't like he had nobody come in for him or take no test or nothing like that. He got it on his own merit. But at the other end of the spectrum, you got people that are upset because my man's dad is rich. And that, you know, scholarship could have went to a deserving kid who couldn't get into college. So on one hand, you know, it's half and half, man. I'm on the fence with it. I hear what this side is saying, and I hear what Puffy is saying and everything. The kid got it on his own merit, but at the same time, dude, you paid, man. Drop that cheese and get that guy in school, man, and let some other kid who can't afford school get in. So it's like, it's back and forth, man. I'm struggling. I'm conflicted with this, man. I don't know how to accept this, you know. But it is what it is. So that's what's going on with that. Let's see what else. By the way, all this news is coming courtesy of hiphopdx.com. You know, I like their page a lot. They do come in with the realness. I can't mess with all hiphop.com no more because Sydney Lace is fucking it up. I can't deal with her. New album's coming out soon. Jay Dilla's got a new album coming out, Rebirth of Detroit. And my man Juvenile, he got to get that money for the child support before he go to jail, man. He got his new album coming out, Rejuvenation. I can't give you a track list right now. Big Crit got his new album out, man. It's a couple of albums out there. 50, man, if you guys get a chance, you download that joint for free. At first, it had to grow on me, man. I had to listen to it a couple of times, but after I listened to it, man, that 50 joint is nice, man. So if you guys get a chance to check out, you know, the new 50 album, man, go get it. It's the Lost Tapes joint. I got a few other joints on here tonight. I got some Master Ace. We talked to him a couple of months ago. He had a new album out with MF Doom. MF Doom, if you don't know, is he's going under the moniker Doom now, so he took the MF out. But he's got a joint on there where he used all of Doom's instrumentals. I got Ono. He's on there. I got some joints from him. And I got some stuff from, I got the 50. I got another 50 joint I'm going to probably play a little bit later. Or I could probably play it now and stop running my mouth. What y'all think? Should I play the other 50?
I think you probably could.
All right, well, then we're going to do that. We're going to play the new 50. My man talking about lay down. I hope my man get his shit together, man, with Interscope. Because he's clowning, man. You know.
I also heard that he got all his tattoos removed. He's really going through some changes. He got his teeth fixed. He's got all the tattoos removed. I mean, is he trying to go goody-goody on us? I mean.
Yeah, it looks kind of like he's trying to do the Jay-Z, man. He's trying to get official and everything, get his money right. Which I ain't mad at, man. I think he's like 35 now, somewhere around there. When you get up in age, man, you know, come the time where you got to stop thugging, man. You know, when you're up there, you know, it's all about making money, man, because you can't do it like certain MCs out here, man, you know. You hit 40, man, it's time to pump your brakes, you know. If you ain't hit that dream by then, you know, it probably ain't going to happen, you know.
It seems like the only person. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say the only person that's going to be cool in the game. As far as, I don't care if they're 80 years old, they can have tattoos, they can still be rapping, sipping on gin and juice, smoking that loud.
Snoop
is crowned. I'm sorry. No, I don't even, his swag is so off the chain, I don't care if he's in a nursing home with a walker. He's still going to be hot. You see his uncle still out there juking? And he's got to be about 90.
I can't even be mad at Snoop. Snoop came along. We watched him grow up.
We literally watched him grow up.
Yeah.
You know,
Snoop
in the game.
He's been around.
Starting from the little bitty afro fade to the long braid. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's crazy. It's so crazy.
He grew with his hair.
Yeah. he grew with his hair.
He's doing his hair. But we're going to stop jawjacking. I'm going to hit you with this 50 Cent, and then we're probably going to slide back in with some Master Ace, and then hopefully we'll have my man Backbone from the Dungeon family come through here. You know, that's part of Outkast crew, if you don't know, and the recently reunited Goody Mob. So we're going to do this 50 and Master Ace, and we hopefully Backbone will slide up in here. We can talk to him and see what's popping with him. So we will be back. 50 Cent, lay down, man.
If I had to explain it, I'd say it was the impeccable talk game.
Move the fuck out the way, might get ran today, don't want to play.
That's
now.
Why they love me.
I'm on the road, that's where I plan to stay, forget the bed you made.
Gangsta, Brazil, here we go.
Nigga better watch what the fuck you say to me. Tricks for kids, don't play with me. You get smoke. I ain't for the bullshit. Got that chrome bulldog for that bullshit. Problem, nigga, it's okay with me. Never revolver always stay with me. You get smoke. I ain't for the bullshit. 4-4 bulldog for that bullshit. Nigga, that was my mama crack spot. I got birthright. I lay a nigga out on a turf nice. Fuck a fist fight. Shit shift all of a sudden, Duke box with my box cutter as I proceed cutting. Lord have mercy, Jesus, Lord have mercy. I bet this hurts you like it hurts me. It hurts.
How to tell when that gunpowder burning? What goes around don't come around when I'm putting work in. Nigga, swallow your pride and run. You stick around, you're done.
Look out the way. Might get grand today. Don't wanna play now. I'm on the road. That's where I plan to stay. Look at the bed you made and lay down.
I don't know you. What the fuck you want to say to me? I'm telling you, niggas, don't play with me. You'll get smoked. I ain't for the bullshit. Got that chrome bulldog for that bullshit. Body on the ground, it's okay with me. I make examples so niggas don't play with me. You'll get smoked. I ain't for the bullshit. 4-4 bulldog for that bullshit. I got a gun fetish. The chopper in the trunk. I shoot a duck flying right up the sky with the pumpkin. A nigga 8 out of 8 on moving targets. 16 in the clip. I dump them all in your whip. You think I'm joking? I'm not. Find out when that Glock get the dumping and your back get hot. I got a temper, you don't wanna test my patience and end up Doc's new patient. Stomp your head in the pavement. Try to come at me on some weird shit.
Fuck out the way. Might get grand today. Don't wanna play now. I'm on the road. That's where I plan to stay. Look at the bed you made and lay.
Yeah. Look fam, you could be the man. Got young chicks moving mad grams on Peter Pan. I'm not blind, I can see the scam. Talk tough, but y'all a bunch of girls like a cheetah band. I'm a leader and you a follower. Your gold hollow and your hoe was a swallower. She put it down like a report. But a box smell like South Street Seaport. What a older black, fat. When I got her in the sack, Jack, boy, I couldn't hold her back. Cause the bottom is thick like a hippopotamus. Tramp stamp on the lower back. See, I know the facts. The hoe fill me in. My best friend is a twin named Lillian. I'm going really in. I'm really going in. Foul. I bust on that tile that you throwing in. Who you think I am? Who you think I am?
I tried to holler outside when she was getting out of bed. Guess she must got that parking lot Alzheimer's. Cause now find us, cozy at the bar. Guess at that point she ain't know she had a star. I can't explain what might have got into her. Cause now your conversation got friendlier. See me and ran with your devious plans. And thinking you gon' drink all them premium brands. It's different when you ain't got to hear no price. Cause she was just Nurse Jackie with that Smirnoff ice. Yeah, I caught that. You and that short cat. Even saw the brush off after he bought that. What the fuck, he ain't make your drink quota? And as for tricking, them days been over. Jedi mind tricks won't work if you bring Yoda. Envision that champagne with shit, think soda.
Who you think I am? Who you think I am?
Big up Ace of Valor, Alex has a flow with him. Just last summer, me and my mans did a show with him. And Monco hit the stage, I'm like, go get him. Even had the soulless folks rocking with no rhythm. Marco Polo was on the wheels and on point. They did cheap ass nigga, I'm like, that's the joint. Some old school heads remembered who was who. Brooklyn was in the house, even the newbies knew. Before the master left the stage, we're doing the do. Blew off the roof with a tribute to Guru. First time I met the brother, felt like I know him forever. Too clever, album dedicated to his mother. I thought of mine at the same time as growing up. I know they proud of their baby boys, you growing up. Only got one, won't ever forget her. Make sure you let her know you love her when you with her. Kiss her.
Who you think I am? Who you think I am? Who you think I am? Who you think I am?
Hey, watch out, how much you pay to come in here? $3.
Front row of the cast fight, right. Cast type, write it up, flashlight, last night was a ball. Lost the eye off the fly, y'all. Bloody tabby fell head first off the drywall.
Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. It's like the quickening, quit your sickening, dickering. Thing is kicking in, witness flickering. The supermall freaking villain with the dude thick and thin. Oh no, the beat is like Go-Go and Puffin. Except it ain't no fork in the beans up in the buffet. He ain't lying, wreck infectious as a rat bite. Scripted as a beam, text message off the satellite. Reflected like solar bright.
That's right.
When he hold a mic, he run the mic like Dolomite. It don't match the decor, a duty stain drawers. Give a round of applause for Rudy Ray Moore.
Yes!
Smell the piss on the restroom floor. No doors, horse testing the course. Need more $3 on the tab where the cash. Easy stash, show off the ass. Get past passes in the avalanche. Hope you know, this is Cody though. Club thugs filling up the show, trying to overdose. And the bounces of haters, they act tight. And these drunk ass niggas always trying to fist fight. Ain't no wrong, tell them.
That's right,
if it blow more smoke than a motorbike tailpipe. Seen the villain chillin', had to pay a visit, superhuman shit. Raise the ceiling while I raise a million. While I'm in the building, bitches sitting, catching major feelings. Like a bad case of intervention, straight venting. Cat fight still appealing to my inner vision. Try to Mac in the back, clearing that intermission.
Attention all shoonistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Okay, I got another PSA note. First of all, I'm trying to wonder if the shoe diva is still in business. And lastly, true divas wear heels. Holes with stilettos. I'm just saying. Am I wrong?
She gonna come for you.
I'm just saying, I put it out there. You know, if your ass out there rocking some stilettos, hey, you know, do your thing, but, you know. I don't mind you in them, you know, but do what you do.
So you don't mind taking them off either, huh?
As long as they got a shoe budget and a foot budget or something, you know what I'm saying, we get them pedicures on, man. Can't be out here with them corns and bunions, man. You ain't going nowhere with me with corns and bunions, I'll tell you that. I ain't got no corns and bunions on my feet.
She keeps on socks.
Better wear a pair of sweat socks or something around me.
That ain't right. That is not right.
So we just got rocking through 50 Cent. And, you know, that's off his Lost Tape mixtape. And it, like I say, that's a pretty cool, nobody got tapes no more, so I'm just saying mixed CD. But, yeah, that's pretty cool right there. And then I played some Master Ace, Who You Think I Am. And if you did, y'all know who the other two MCs were on there? Any idea? No, not a one. The Dead Air tells it all.
Nope.
Well, that was none other than Big Daddy Kane, second MC on that track, and Doom. Then I went into the last joint, Oh No, for $3, Dolomite. That was Doom. That's off the Oh No album, Oh No Dolomite or whatever. That's a pretty hot album, too. It's rare that I can find LPs that I can listen to all the way through and, you know, not hit the skip button, man. Another joint on there, too, that got the guy that came out. I'm probably play him next weekend is OC and Apollo Brown. It came out last week, but that's a tight CD, you know, for the backpackers. And, you know, check that out, man. For y'all who don't know, OC is part of Digging in the Crate, Diamond D and all them, man. Check that joint out, man. That's a nice CD, man. It's pretty cool. Who we got calling? We got a 404 number calling. Who would this be?
Backbone.
Let's see who this
Hello.
Is.
What do you know?
What's going on? Who this right here, man?
Yeah, this is Backbone. What's the deal?
Oh, okay. Oh. What's going on, man? We was waiting on you, man. I'm like, hold on, let me see. Now I saw this 404 number. I was like, okay, I know where you calling from now.
Yeah, man, it's all good. Enjoying the weather out here in the A, man. What's the deal?
Slow motion, man. Slow motion. Man, why don't you introduce yourself and let the fans know who you are, who you represent, where you're hailing from?
Yeah, man, I am Backbone. I am Dungeon Family, first generation, Generation X, the world renowned, you know, Outkast, Goody Mob, Cool Breeze, Witch Doctor, Big Rude, you know, CeeLo Green, Dre 3000, Big Boy, and myself. You know what I mean? Backbone. What's happening, people?
You with the cream of the crop from down south. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, man, you know.
Where you been, man? What's up, man? When we go catch an album from you, man? What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm working real hard right now, man. You know, everything is coming full circle. Music is returning to its essence, and, you know, Dungeon Family is always at the pinnacle of good music. So, you know, we here, man. You know what I mean? I got a few things working right now. I'm about to drop an EP strictly for my fans, and, you know, just to let them know it's still vicious on the mic. And, you know, I got this Generation X thing popping off, though, so, you know. We work.
Now, what you say now is vicious on the mic. Now, you know, I ask this to everybody, man. We're going to ask you to drop a couple of bars, man, after we hear this music, man, from you. So we're going to ask you. Man.
Look here, man, after 21 years in the game, I feel none.
All right. That's what's up, man. See, that's what I like.
Well.
That's what I like. So when we hear this music, man, we got two joints. We got Dungeon Family Generation X, Beautiful Blue. And we got Goody Mob featuring yourself and Big Boy. You know what? Is Killer Mike still affiliated with y'all, man? Do you guys still do anything with him? No.
Where he going to go? Once you get up, you bloodline, man. You bloodline. You can't jump out no gang, man.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, you guys doing that? Because I know you just dropped an album out, and it's pretty dope, man. And, you know, they blasting it on Adult Swim. But I heard the whole thing, man. It's pretty dope, man. That's
part official. Yeah, second generation, man. Him, Slim, Calhoun, and Bubba Sparks, and Future. You know what I'm saying? That's second generation Dungeon Family. So, you know, it's official.
How long has Dungeon Family been together, man, consistent as a crew? Because I know CeeLo stepped to the side for a minute, did his thing. How long has Dungeon Family been together?
See, you got it all confused. When you stepped, we ain't went nowhere. We just go out and create other businesses and other avenues. That's what the deal is. Nobody is.
Oh, no, I ain't say
Yeah,
window.
Okay. Okay.
He stepped to the side and did his thing.
I'm saying you have to step outside, just like I stepped away, and I'm now doing this Dungeon Family Generation X thing. So, yeah, it's been around long enough for me to endorse this new generation. You see what I'm saying? Like I say, Generation X is a vibration of the first generation, and the first generation are the familiar faces. So, you know, yeah, we've been here for a minute, man, you know, so we're celebrating now, you know what I'm saying?
That's cool. No, that was just to ask because, you know, like I say, a lot of people, you know, my neck of the woods, not too familiar anymore, you know what I mean? Not trying to touch no touchy ground.
Oh, no,
here, but,
that's
you know,
all good.
Yeah, you know, but a lot of people ain't too familiar, so that's why I was like, you know, how long has Dungeon Family been a unit? How long you guys
been there? We've been in the game for a minute, man. First record was released in 94, Outkast first record. So, you know, just do the math, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely been a while. You know, we was young cats then, you know, all those in our early teens, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A little bit older than Chris Cross. And, yeah, it's been there for a minute, man. So, you know, we seasoned now.
That's what's going on, man.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's get into your music, man. I mean, what's going on? You got an album coming out. You got a compilation joint coming out. Is this just you or just the whole Generation X joint?
Well, Generation X is available on iTunes. You can go to iTunes right now and search Dungeon Family Generation X and, you know, put your ears on it. And you can meet the characters at dfgenerationx.com. But what it is a lot of these people that are involved in Generation X, they have their own movements in Atlanta. They're all strongholds in Atlanta musically. We have a nice underground scene here, and these people were all people that had love for the first generation Dungeon family. So I decided upon myself to bestow the brand upon these people and continue the legacy. It's not just random people. These people actually know and bleed Dungeon family, but they're not officially Dungeon family. They're Generation X. They're like an identity of the Dungeon family, not no knockoffs, not no replacements. These are people that bleed Dungeon family and believe in what we did, and they're looking, and we are continuing the legacy. So that's what this Generation X thing is about. It's not just beats and rhymes. We have vegan right. chefs. We have videographers. We have photographers. We have models. We have lawyers. Like, it's a whole barter system. It's a community. It's a culture. It's a conscience. You know what I mean?
So you guys, it ain't just about the music, man. Y'all doing everything works, man. This is everything.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, so, yeah, man, we're just bringing it to the table and letting people know good music's still alive. And when you hear the single, you'll definitely feel where we're coming from. It has that essence. You know, it's Dungeon family, of course, because I am official Dungeon family. It's inked in my skin. I am a general. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we working.
Red, this is your neck of the woods. I feel like you got some questions that you want to ask.
Yeah, I just want to say shout out to my guy over there, Dungeon Family, Shy Boy. All day.
Yeah, he used to engineer a lot of the projects back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
From New Orleans.
Yep.
That's what's
up. So, Backbone, so like, because you know I'm out here in ATL with you, right? So,
okay.
Like, are you going to be performing somewhere out here where we can catch a show or something, you know, out here?
Well, I'm setting up a few things. This is actually my birthday month, so I'm going to do a few things, and I'm going to get into a few things we're going to talk about later. That I'm setting up a few avenues where I'll be performing, yeah, and definitely, man, we're going to showcase this Generation X situation, hopefully at this year's A3C event, if we finish the particulars in time. Shout out Mike at SMKA. But, yeah, definitely, man, we're going to put this thing together and bring it to the people. But it's time, though, you know what I'm saying? I have a few projects, like I said, I'm bringing back to the table. So we're going to see what's up.
Give people a general idea. Like, give us some sites, man, where we can find the Generation X Dungeon Family brand, man, you know, so we can check up on y'all and see what you cooking in the pot, man.
Okay, well, definitely you can go to dfgenerationx.com and meet the characters that are involved. And you can hit them on Twitter, dfgenerationx. That's at dfgenerationx and then dfgenerationx.com. And it's available on iTunes. It's available on DJ Booth. It's available on Amazon. All your areas of wherever you need to get these things from, you know what I'm saying? It's available in all these avenues. So, you know, hey, just look us up, dfgenerationx.com.
Now, I hope the fans got that because he gave y'all the spot, so y'all need to check in on this crew, man, and listen to the new generation that's coming down the pipes with the joints, man.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to rock it to this beautiful blue joint. And what you want to tell us about this single here, man, Beautiful Blue?
Well, it was produced by my homeboy Bobby Whitfield, that's Big Whitfield on Twitter. The guy's phenomenal, man. Like, when he gave me this track, I didn't know what to do with it. I sat with it, and I sat with it, and I sat with it. And then eventually I called a name that you may recognize. I called my brother Alien Craft, who was an official member of Generation X. And I called up one of my other brothers, Doski Woe. I called my sister, Miss CeCe LaFleur. And I called my homeboy, Renegade L. Ray. And we came together, and we put this song together, and it felt like family. So I was like, okay, cool. This feels like something that continues a legacy. So we stamped the Generation X. And lo and behold, we recruited other members, and it became a consciousness, you know what I mean? So here's Beautiful Blue by Dungeon Family Generation X.
And here it is. Sure. We're going into it right now. We'll be right back.
I voluntary confinement. Told her by any plants on consignment. Southern water flow, instrumental pirate. Was a roach among rats, now a tyrant. Checking up the whole world, I'm vibrant. Check the problems in my world, I'm smiling. Funky DNA computer, new hybrid. They took my brain and traveled galaxies to hide it. Absent-minded, far gone, looking back to the future from the poop like where the time went. Sunshine and my thoughts, I combine it, bind it. Then I change the climate, rhyming.
Nothing compares to it. Skip the polarities. Let's have a good time. Enjoy the sunshine. Yeah, these is real raps. No punchlines. We sip lemonade. Granddaddy's recipe. A piece of pecan pie laying on the shade tree. Hold her head. Kiss her hugging on the front porch. All the kids running wild in the front yard. I'm digging the feeling. I'm feeling. Is you with me? Wait. Bring it back, like. Concentrate properly, don't like it in my arms too. Jones will leave you walking in the rain, but I'ma come through. Yeah, my Umbros, we're in the LLA. I'm chilling with the Dungeon Family in the cosmos. We hit the quasars and race cars. Bobby Whitfield controls the outer space while they dance with the stars. I scream clean with the comet, need a bigger wave bar. Now the fingers in my stomach, huh? The abdomen, the abdomen. It's gold, daddy, I don't know my name, cause I'm
like fresh glue on my dome, I'm feeling so brand new.
Caller, do you have any questions for my man Backbone?
Hey, Backbone, it's your girl Diva Ebony B from Diva Spot Radio. How you doing?
Hey, what do you know?
I'm doing very good. I'm definitely feeling the track, but what do you feel right now as far as what music, the state of hip-hop is in? And if anything, what would you change?
Well, I'm from the street, so you never knock another man's hustle. If that's how they're eating, that's how they're eating. But what I can say is, it's a lot of people in the business that doesn't have a musical background or a musical essence, so they don't know what it takes to do feel-good music. Like, my father played with Johnny Taylor, Joe Tex, Paul McCartney, Michael Jackson, Rufus, and all these things, Peebo Bryson. So I saw these people growing up, and it turned me on to music. You understand what I'm saying? And it made me want to create it. And I also play instruments. So that's another advantage I have over a lot of MCs and producers. But, you know, I never knock another man for what they're doing, but I would like to see the state of hip-hop and music return to its essence, and that is being music and not a gimmick. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I can definitely understand. Yeah. I think it would benefit all artists to be able to play a musical instrument or come out of the element and play different types of music, and that will actually help out with the music they're producing now. That's one thing that I look for on my station is motivation music. I look for soul music. I actually sit back and listen to your track before I decide if I want to play it on the show or not. But you're right. I definitely agree with you on that, and I appreciate that knowledge so we can understand what needs to happen from this point date on.
Well, definitely. Get at me on Twitter, if you're not on Twitter or whatever, but get at me on Twitter. That's @backbone_df1g. And I could definitely send you music because that Generation X project is full of that type of music. It's full of that sound. You know what I'm saying? It's taking it back to the essence of music. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go check it out on DJBooth.net right now. Just go in and search Generation X and stream the entire album. You can hear it right now. Like, you know, it's powerful. So, you know, hit me on Twitter or you can get my number or whatever.
DJBooth.net.
Yeah, you know, on the DJ Booth site, they're streaming the whole album right now. Or you can go, like, to iTunes and purchase it or whatever and hit me on Twitter. I can send you songs directly or whatever. You know what I mean? Just get at me because if you got that show, let's make it happen, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it's definitely a vibration.
Yeah, we can play it in the background. Go on and represent yourself, brother. D? Okay, he on something right now, so we're going to X him out real quick. Oh, now he
want to
talk.
Hey, what's happening? First and foremost, I want to say what's up to my queen, Ebony B from Diva Spot Radio.
Hey, King, what's going on? You know how we do it. All right, all right, all right.
No doubt. And also, Backbone, brother, thank you so much. Show tonight, man. It's an absolute honor to have you on the show with us. It's like I told you before when I heard you on the Nicki Rich show, you guys have the Dungeon family and yourself. You guys got some incredible music, man. It's that soulful type of music, like my man L1 said, and I love your music, and we definitely going to be playing it a lot on the D-Hour show.
And on D-Hour. I appreciate it. Make sure y'all stay in contact with me so I can support you guys as well, because this thing is all about supporting the next and supporting the best, because what I'm sure all of us on this phone understand, but a lot of these artists don't understand that there's a generation under us that's watching our moves very closely, and they're emulating our moves. So we gotta be conscious. We gotta be conscious of what we're leaving to the next generation of children. You know what I'm saying? So.
That goes into the question I wanted to ask you, Backbone, was, you know, just like you said, you know, looking at this generation up under us, and I'm going to go beyond and say there's millions of artists out there in the United States alone, man, that want to be in this music business. So for these young cats that want to get out and want to be a part of this music business, what advice do you give them?
Know the business. Know the business is more than writing a hit record. You could have a number one hit sitting in your lap, but if you don't know how to move it and perpetuate it to the next level, it ain't going to be nothing. You know what I'm saying? Excuse the bunnies, but it ain't going to be nothing. You know what I'm saying? You got to know the game. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing Rico Wade taught us at the beginning, is to get your own individual publishing and know how to sell your songs, even if it's not on the market yet or being sold yet. Be set up so when that opportunity comes, you have the credentials and everything is in place so your music will be owned by you. You know what I'm saying? So know the business. Mm-hmm. Not all, and everybody don't have to be the entertainer. You could be the manager. You can be the lawyer. You can be the PR person. You could be the marketer. You could be the flyer person. Whoever you are, do your job at the best of your ability, and it'll work for you. Definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you. And I know, you know, our girls in the building. I don't know, Amber, did you get a chance to ask my man Backbone any questions tonight?
Amber?
Amber?
And yet again, we have dead air.
It's all good.
Check it out, Backbone. You know what I'm about to ask you to do, right?
What's that?
Can we get a couple of bars, sir?
Oh, no doubt.
I've seen many of your moons. Sunrise. It's my time. I'm finna bask in the sunshine. I eat these sucker MCs up. Lunchtime. They make me sick to my abdominal. Crunch time. I'm flipping on niggas. Calisthenics, I need a beat, now let me handle my business. I guess Ilio, what's the dealio? Head to toe, I'm fresh and chilly, yo. I'm sick, the CDC need to see me. I spit that shit, I spread the heebie-jeebies. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna go too far. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna go too far. I ain't gonna go too far.
That's far enough, right there, man.
That's how we do. We like to spit bars on the D-Hour Show. Bars, whatever bars you like, Hershey's, Twix, Snickers, whatever you get down. We spit bars on the show. Absolutely.
That was a slick little eight for you. You know what I mean? Slick little eight. I am venom. I am venom. I am venom.
Now back on the answer to this, bro. I like to ask this to a lot of the artists that we have on the show. If you were to describe your style as an alcoholic drink, what would the drink be and why?
I would be a very smooth cognac.
Oh!
Because cognac has a definition from its aroma to its taste. You know what I'm saying? And it exudes quality. You know what I mean? So I would be a fine cognac, preferably Remy, XO.
XO.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's what's up.
Well, if go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was about to say Diva Mary Kay would be a margarita. Jose Cuervo, baby, all day to start. Yes, calm margarita. Classic margarita all day. But that's what
okay.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Now, let me ask you this, Diva, while we got you on the air. Didn't you just get syndication?
Yes, I did.
Congratulations. I'm listening to the name. I'm like, I know I heard the name before. Now I know. Okay, congratulations on that, man, on your syndication and everything. You worked
Thank
hard
you
for
very
it. Much. You put it in the
work. Yes, I did. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's been a blessing. Been putting a lot of hard work in and putting it out of grinding and staying true to who I am and what I want to do for the independent artists and the industry artists and music itself, and it's paying off now. So I'm just thankful to have my team, the Independent Connect, to have phphenomenal radio, Diva Spot Radio, Diva Spot Gear, Diva Spot TV, and doing things within the community and showcasing these artists and teaching them the things that they need to know before they come into the industry to have longevity. So it's been a blessing, and I'm just enjoying it now.
Definitely. Congratulations, man. So how do I get
Thank you.
Beautiful blue record to you over there so we can get some of that?
You
know
what
I'm saying?
All you got to do is go to www.divaspotradio.com. That's divaspotradio.com, and click on the services tab. After you click on the services tab, then you go ahead and contact me. My business card is right there.
DivaSpotRadio.com. Okay, what'd you say, bro?
Backbone, I'm going to do you one better. That's my girl, man. So I'm gonna send you an email with her information and one of my other guys' information that has another radio show, so you can shoot them the music.
Yeah, definitely, man. I appreciate it because, you know, like I say, I'm going to definitely represent, you know what I'm saying? I definitely appreciate whatever comes my way. And like I say, if you ever need me for anything, let me know because, you know, I'm here, man. You know what I mean? It's just trying to bring this music back to its essence.
Well, you know what? I'm definitely looking for – I like to change it up a little bit on the D-Hour show. And, you know, I'm looking for a new intro song for a couple of shows on the D Hour show, so I would love to if you could hook your boy up with that.
Yeah, give me the theme via email or whatever. Let me know, and we'll knock it out. You know what I'm saying? So
no doubt. Like
good.
I said before, y'all got some phenomenal music, man, and that's what drew me to you when I heard you on the Nikki Riff show. That's what drew me to you, man. You guys got phenomenal music.
Generation X, your family. Got your family, Generation X, on iTunes right now. Get you a copy, baby.
No doubt.
Hey. get them the people there so they know where they can find you on Hotmail, email. You know, let us know where you can find. We can hear you on YouTube or whatever.
Get at me on Twitter, obviously, at @backbone_df1g.
Right.
You can get at Generation X, DF Generation X, dfgenerationx.com, YouTube/DF Generation X, Facebook/DF Generation X. We everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Or you can call me directly, 678-459-5140. Call me, we can talk. You know what I'm saying? Anybody need to know anything about the business, you know, let me know. I'm also doing features right now for a good price. So you can get at me, you know what I'm saying? Get you some of this classic Dungeon Family. If you want Dre, you got to have you almost $250,000. Or if you want something from the Dungeon Family, you can get you some at a good bargain price. With that same stamp on it. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Everybody can't wear designer. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Backbone, I got a question.
Go ahead, Carla.
Hey, Backbone, you going to be in Seattle area? You guys are going to be in Seattle, Washington area sometime soon?
If the Lord brings me that way, I shall be. Yeah, if he calls me that way, I will be. Let me know. I'll come out, though.
Now, Backbone, all the other cats, bro, that you got under you that you're working with right now with the Generation X, man, by all means, definitely send them our way so we can get them in rotation as well.
Definitely,
yeah,
man. All you got to do, if you go to dfgenerationx.com, all of their Twitter links and Facebook links and websites are listed.
Cool.
dfgenerationx.com. Beautiful people. I gotta get my vegan chef to hook y'all up too.
He actually started
something. His name is Chef T. Randall. He MCs on the project, but he's also a vegan chef, and he just started a situation called the Underground Cooking Academy. And you know, he's really dope. So you know, like I say, Generation X can facilitate anything you want.
For a brother like myself or L1. Who are not vegans? What dish do you think he could make for us that might just change our minds?
Them egg rolls, them vegan egg rolls. They will change your life. They're crispy just like a regular egg roll. You can get it with or without tofu, but the veggies he put into those things, oh my God!
See, I was with you. Yeah, you said egg rolls. I can't live off of egg rolls.
No, I'm saying what I'm saying. Like I could get into the whole eating thing because, you know, I'm leaning toward going towards a raw diet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, that's another story. But, you know what I'm saying? Because I've recently stopped drinking and stopped smoking. But I do vaporize.
Okay,
but I just don't smoke. Yeah, I don't smoke marijuana no more, but I do vaporize. Can I say marijuana on this show? Can I say that on this show?
Yes, you can, bro.
No, okay, my fault. Too late now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it's too late now. But yeah,
I will call you later, Backbone, to see what vaporizing is all about. That's the letter D that we got on. How about
yeah.
that?
Yeah, that's the move.
That's real.
Listen,
that's
the move.
I don't know what vaporizing is, but see, I'm one of them brothers, man. It's hard to let weed go, man. I don't mess
it's
with
smokeless.
It.
It's smokeless.
It's
you don't. There's no smoke. You're not burning paper. You're not burning tobacco. It's smokeless.
Okay.
All you're burning is you burning. You burning your substance. That's all you're burning. You know what I'm saying?
We ain't talking about
so friendly, huh?
Like that, you know?
What now? What y'all say?
I say we ain't talking bath salts or nothing because I ain't trying to eat nobody face off or nothing.
Yeah, we're one of the brothers out there. We're one of the brothers out there. ATL turning into zombies, Backbone.
Oh my God!
Oh
no,
we keep it real G though. You know what I'm saying? We keep it real G. But, yeah.
You know, I want to keep off of people's faces now, man. That's all I'm saying. You know,
you're good. I'm just saying it's healthier for your lungs. You know what I'm saying? Like. I went and got my lungs x-rayed because I smoked for a long time, and I looked at my lungs because, see, most people just look at their outer image and think that they're okay, but you have to look internally, whether it be for the spiritual or the physical. You have to look internally to see what your next step is, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And that's what I did. I wanted to see what – I knew what was going on with me within me spiritually. I just wanted to make sure I was healthy enough to take this next step in life, and which was creating this Generation X thing, but – you know what I'm saying? That's another story. I'll talk y'all to death about all that, though. You know what I'm saying? I sit down Indian style and get to talking from a yoga situation and all that, man. I had y'all tripping.
Well, you could do all of that on Diva Spot. I ain't mad at you. Go ahead.
Cool. Make sure you get at me.
I am.
But yeah, man. You know what we got though? What we got next on the D Hour show? What we got next, baby?
Man, we got 12 minutes left
ready.
In the show, but. We got my man, Brother Marquise, just dipped in on the line from the 2 Live crew. What's going on,
okay.
Brother Marquise? Welcome to
hey,
the show.
Yo, what's going on, buddy? What's going on? Yeah, I'm sorry I called late. Yeah, I was checking out a little bit of the Backbone interview. I was checking out seeing how that was going on. What's happening? What's happening, everybody? Where y'all boys at?
What's happening?
Well, I'm out of Chicago. We got 2 out of Atlanta.
Okay.
We got 1 in Seattle, don't we? And then we got another one in DeKalb, Illinois.
No,
and then we got another one in Seattle. We got one in Phoenix. We all universal.
I'm standing there in front of the world. I'm standing in front of the world famous Stegonia studio, you know. So, yeah, we connected. Marquis the legend. What's up, Marquis? I grew up on that shit, man. I grew up on that now. What's happening? You know what I'm saying?
DJ. Yeah, it's a pleasure. That's why I still out here doing it, man, for everybody that grew up on it. For everybody that grew up on 2 Live Crew, that's why I'm still out here doing it, trying to make things happen to me and China Man still together, loving each other. You know what I'm saying? That's just what we do.
Yes, sir, man.
Well, Brother Marquise, I want to say it first and foremost, like we told Fresh Kid Ice earlier, man, it's an absolute honor to have you guys on the show, man. And to be out there still doing what you do, man, that's a great thing. That's absolutely a great thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we're going to be out here like Frankie Beverly and Maze and the OJs, baby. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it moving.
With Backbone opening up.
Yeah, for one, because we love each other. You know what I'm saying? And we love our fans and, you know, the people that supported us through the years. You know what I mean? And, you know what I'm saying? We just love what we're doing, and we just trying to stay passionate about performances, man, and just, you know, really want to come out there, man, and for all the people that grew up on us and all the people that appreciate our music and what we did, man, we just want to give something back to them.
That's what it's all about.
My man Ken gave us some back history on y'all, man, you know, how y'all started out in Cali, man, and, you know, y'all was all in the service and everything, and how he would have been a chemist, or, you know, or something, you know, back in the day. He's supposed to have been in New York doing some things, man. What back history can you give us on yourself, sir?
Well, I came from Rochester, New York, you know what I'm saying, and I had moved out there to California, you know. My mom's is from Alabama, and she moved from Alabama to New York, you know, and I got, you know, kind of you know, involved with the hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, back in the days, you know, 12 inches and listening to R&B and all of that. And
I had got into it out there in California. I went to California and made my first record with Rodney O.
Rodney O and Joe Cooley?
Yep, Rodney O and Joe Cooley. That's where I made my first record. Yep, we was in the ninth grade. I made that record.
Hey, now, did Rodney O and Joe Cooley still have the finger waves in the ninth grade?
Yeah, Rodney had a Jerry Curl back then. He had a Jerry Curl. But, you know, I had got into the little rap thing, you know what I'm saying? I made my first record out on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? We was in the ninth grade, me and Rodney, went to Riverside Folly High School with Reggie and Cheryl Miller. They was basketball. They was brothers and sisters. They was star basketball players. And we was on Mercola Records, you know, that had Mercola had Ice-T at the time, the Dream Team, the Wrecking Crew. They had Egyptian Lover. They had a lot of people. So, you know, I had that West Coast thing going for a while, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we just been in the game for a while. Mr. Mix kept his word and put me in the group, and that's how I got into Live Crew.
You've been grinding for a long time, man. Like I say, a lot of us have grown up on your music, man. And like I say, I know I was when I got to, you know, all the tapes and cassettes. I was telling Ice, man, how I used to go to the mom and pop stores and, you know, we get up in there and they got the tape covered up. And I'm like, man, ain't nothing chicks in bikinis. What's going on, you know? And the other thing previously, you know, so I grew up on it, man, you know, hanging out with the fellas, man, cracking up on the cuts, man, you know. But, yeah, it's good to see you guys still out there promoting and doing your thing, man.
We definitely still out here, man. We gonna be out here for a minute, man. As long as the fans love us, you know. But me and Fresh Kid Ice, you know what I'm saying? We love each other, man, and we just, you know, we just happy to be out here, bro. We wish that we could make a record that hip hop wasn't so disposable right now to where brothers could make a record and try to make some kind of comeback, you know, the old school. But you know, probably can't sell no right now. You know what I mean?
But y'all still relevant in history, man. I mean, y'all, you know, like I say, if you able to tour and you still out there doing it, man, you have much respect for me, man, because a lot of people can't do that. You know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's too loud and true, man. That's a blessing that we got. You know what I'm saying? That's a blessing that we got, boy. But this rap shit is real hard when you get old. When you turn into an old school cat, shit get real hard, boy.
Yeah, it
would be a great idea for those, the forefronters, the legends before, for you guys to come back and do something as far as educating these young artists now, as far as with coming into the game and being able to have lyrical content and being able to look at themselves as a business. Because somewhere there was a glitch in the matrix and they forgot about hip hop as a culture. And even though the Two Live Crew, known for doing your thing and a lot of women shaking asses and partying and doing their thing, but they took it to another level right now. So it would be great for you guys to come back and show them, like, you can still make music that everybody can dance to without fighting and without popping, you know, without shooting each other. Like, it's kind of sad, and it's sad because now a lot of the young artists now are, like, provoking people, like, see me after the club, and when your tour bus gets shot up and one of your friends gets shot, then things get real. But they need to be able to see how y'all did it when y'all brought a group together and it was a party. It wasn't like everybody standing on the wall kind of being suspicious of one another.
Yeah, that's the sad thing about the party music thing, too, because it's just like, you know, we used to party and bullshit. But at the same time, man, you know, the whole game is twisted now, you know?
Oh, no,
you wouldn't have these cats out here, you know. If they had to walk the mile for them, you wouldn't have these other cats, you know, the Lil Wayne's and the Gucci Man and all that stuff, man, you know. But, you know, we owe them homage, man, for that, you know.
It ain't nobody really, you know what I'm saying? To me, you seem like, you know, cats, you know.
Okay. How you doing?
Go ahead, man. Ain't tripping, you know what I'm saying? So long as I stay out here and do what I got to do, you know what I'm saying, and them young cats do what they got to do,
I stay out their way, they stay out of mine. It's cool, but, you know, as far as all of the violence.
You breaking up, man. I can't hear you. You breaking
really
up.
Put that into the music. You know, we started cussing, but.
Your phone is kind of breaking up a little bit. You kind of broke up a little bit, brother. You still there?
I'm like, you might have dropped.
Yeah, I think he did. We losing calls. We losing calls. We losing a lot of
people.
I tell people that's why you can't mess with Cricket or Verizon. I'm telling you. That's all I'm saying. You can't mess with them.
Oh.
You can't mess with them. I'm telling you. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. See, y'all still running around here with brick phones and stuff, man. I don't know. I'm old school brick phones.
Yo.
We got 3 minutes, man. We still got my man Backbone in there. What you doing, man, Backbone, man? What's going on your side, man, while we wait for Marquis to head back?
Okay, well, you know, I'm besides that Generation X project, I'm promoting Beats and Rhymes. See, talking to Marquis just really reinforces this project, what I'm about to introduce you to, and maybe y'all could slide the song in because it ain't but a minute long. But yeah, I'm doing this Beats and Rhyme project to kind of connect and bridge the gap between the original cast of you know, MCs and producers from back in the day, like Run DMC and all those guys were my favorites. So, you know, just doing the new CD over those old school tracks with a new school flavor. Gonna really make sense, and it's called Beats and Rhymes, the homage CD. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we're gonna make that happen. You know what I'm saying? So
we definitely got the track in there. You talking about you talking about your track?
Fresh,
y'all. Yeah, we definitely got that in there. I mean, even though it's 2 minutes, we can still go into the overtime. I mean, we pretty much decide when the show is over with. So,
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm
still here.
Yeah, I thought we're gonna play the joint.
Okay,
yeah.
So wait, L1 is the one that's not here in these plates. Okay, so that's how you go ahead and play the joint.
Yeah, we back in there. I had to call that D real quick. We're going to keep the show party going and everything, but your man Brock Simpson, L1, hey, I got bills to pay. Brother got to get up in the morning, do his thing, but the show is phenomenal. I want to thank my man Backbone. If Marquis get back on the line, D going to run the show from here. RC, Amber, Diva Star. Mm-hmm. Diva Star, it was lovely finally meeting you. Like I say, congratulations on what's going on with you and your syndication. I wish you many years and good luck with that, because we trying to do the same shit. So
thank you, King. I appreciate that. And likewise, just holler at me. We network. Teamwork make the dream work. You know how I get down.
Well, I feel you. Also, check for your man, NajaHead.com. You can see my interviews with some of the stars and celebrities and everything. Hopefully, we can get my man Backbone up here to Chicago, get him up here at Adriana's or something, get that man to do a show. And we can run it, man. That's how I feel. But I'm going to pass the hosting duties to my man D. Y'all have a good night. Brother man, Backbone, thank you for coming. I'm
you
out.
You already know. It's official. Appreciate
okay.
it.
No doubt. No doubt. That's my man L1. No doubt we getting it in. Got my man Backbone in the building. We getting ready to play Backbone's joint Fresh, y'all. Off the new joint. So, Backbone, tell us a little bit about that before we kick it off.
Yes, like I said, it's from the Beats and Rhymes compilation I'm dropping outside of the Generation X thing. It's basically, you know, my appreciation for hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? It's a solo effort. You know what I'm saying? It's letting people know I'm still Venom on the mic, like I told you. But it's also bridging the gap between the essence of hip-hop and what's going on today. You know what I'm saying? So We can get into that. It's fresh, y'all, off the Beats and Rhymes, the Homage EP, coming this summer. Stay looking forward, stay in tune, stay in touch, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Here you go. Fresh, y'all, right here on the D Hour Show. Nodger Head Wednesday. Let's get it.
Come through slow, Blackberry molasses.
Yeah.
574, New Balance, some shit's classic.
Uh-huh.
You need to know my name, just know I grind.
Yeah.
Even in darkness, I'm gon' shine.
Yeah.
Two MCs before my time. Although I'm rap, you know my kind. Yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
Fresh, y'all.
Fresh, y'all.
With the third age stuff to assist, y'all. God bless, y'all. And we get a moment of silence.
Uh-huh.
Shooters on deck, and they come through wildin'.
Hey.
What, no? Still rep the 16. Blowing loud marijuana, pouring VSOP.
Limit
them. Set it off right,
yeah.
Clean like 1008 soft white.
Yeah,
fish plate 28.5. Blow the brains out the whip. Now he ride suicide.
Whoa.
New money, I'm addicted to the smell. Upper echelon lifestyle, top shelf.
Uh-huh.
Been the business since the beginning. What the deal
yeah.
is? The definition of realist of what the real
yeah.
is. The picture vivid so clearly, I'm what for real
yeah.
is. Pull up with y'all and show them what half a meal is. Where the cash is, tell them bet that. Money understood, tell them suckers bet back. I'm on some old neck shit, fresh shit, no necklace.
Yeah.
But make sure I keep the wrist lit correctly. Connected, fuck, don't commit it. If it's about a dollar, my little partner's gonna get it. Drop a stick too soft, put my loose in the quarter. Bring it back glad, baking soda in water. One for the money, stash 100 grand. I'm Mr. Fat Face, showing the cash.
There it is, baby. Fresh, y'all, by my man Backbone off the new joint. Getting it in like that, as always. Right here on the D Hour Show, Nod Your Head Wednesday.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
First of all, I want to ask all my ladies in the building, how was y'all feeling it?
That's what's up, yeah. Taking that.
Yes,
it makes
you know,
it's classic.
Body. Classic hip hop. Classic
right.
hip hop with a new twist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But that's a whole city. It's a whole CD of that, though, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we can get into it. Y'all going to definitely appreciate that. That's the first leak off of it. Then I got, like, a couple of more I'm going to drop. But they definitely all vintage beats. You're not going to hear one new school beat on this project. I just want people to know that this is what I grew up on. These are the tracks I appreciated as a young MC. Now it's time to go back and, you know, school these people on that. Even though I'm a veteran, you know what I'm saying? And people are probably growing up on my music, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we're going to make it happen.
Absolutely. And like I said, man, I mean, you know, just like what we were talking about earlier, you know, it's all about, you know, giving these artists out there some schooling on what it takes to survive in this business because, you know, a lot of them think they know and they really don't. And then they get some huge wake-up calls and disappointments when they find out that they really don't, man. But it's great to have, you know, artists like yourself and producers like yourself Backbone on the show. Just showing some of these young cats that you gotta put some serious grind and put some investment in your brand if you want to make it in this business.
Definitely, man, because that's what it's about. See, what they don't understand is, like, when rap first started, it wasn't no major labels. It was all independent,
mm-hmm.
So obviously these people had to hustle and do not street hustle, but I'm saying the aspect of hustling to make these records work. So there was no way I was going to be able to ever hear Run DMC on Profile Records before it was Def Jam if those people didn't work. You see what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I was able to hear Run DMC on Profile before they got to Def Jam. You see what I'm saying?
Well, Backbone, first and foremost, man, I want to say thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight, man. It was an absolute honor to have you on the show. Like I said, we definitely want to get more of your music and more of the Dungeon Family music in the rotation, man, because y'all got some hot and phenomenal music, and we're definitely going to keep playing it. And as far as we're concerned, man, the door is always open for you. You're welcome on the D-Hour Show anytime, man, to kick it with us anytime. And, you know, you stay blessed and you keep on doing what you do, brother. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir, man. Y'all get at me right now. Let's take this conversation to Twitter at Backbone_DF1G. I'm ready. I'm all night. Let's go. I'm working.
Absolutely. We definitely going to get up with you. I know my girls got some closing comments. RC, what you want to say to Backbone before we get out of here?
I just want to say it definitely was a pleasure talking with you and you coming and spending the time. I appreciate that, and we thank you for that. And I look
mm-hmm.
forward to, you know, hearing some more of your music. You know, you, like you said, I appreciate when an artist gives you what they appreciate. And, you know, that make it real music, you know what I'm saying, especially because you felt something. So I'm looking forward to hearing, you know, more of your music and more from you in the future.
All right, let's make it happen. You know, I'm ready. Let's rock and roll. You know. All right, so y'all have a good one. And, you know, I appreciate the opportunity. Catch up with me. The Earth Generation X is on iTunes right now. Let's get that, and, hey, I appreciate it.
No doubt. Amber, you got any closing comments for Backbone?
I would like to say I think that you're a very positive and spiritually in tune person. And the knowledge that you dropped, it was great for, like, most of the upcoming artists. And just keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. I really look forward to your upcoming, you know, projects that you have coming. And just, you know, keep doing you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I definitely try to be an instrument of instruction. So, you know, I appreciate that you reflect love. You know what I'm saying? So let's make it.